YouTube link to APRS stories on a Piafong. Thank you, Frank. And, all right, anything else to add to the net tonight? All right, so SRH77 is what I use, and you might try that for as a tri-band antenna. Ooh, what is that, Frank? Jennifer Nagoya. Yeah, it looks a little thinner than what I had, but yeah, why not? I mean, at least it doesn't have any magic coils in the middle to screw you up. A little less shirt. They also have any pearls to add.
One more quick comment. So for that Bofang tri-bander, what I also did was I remembered that there's an Anytone tri-band HT out there, and I actually got, that's the antenna I'm using right now, the Nagoya November Alpha 320, that's also a tri-bander, but it's 17.7 inches long. The Anytone tri-band antenna was just a standard stock size. It's only, I don't have it in front of me, but whatever, 5 or 6 inches long. And I was using that, and it seemed to be working fine as well, but I'm not really, you guys know the science of antennas a lot better than I do, so back to net.
Sure. That'll work. There's lots of stuff to these, but look at the diamond dual band. You'll see it's a little sturdier than the Nagoya reference, but I would think that the Nagoya is pretty useful, and it probably doesn't cost $25. I didn't actually look at what the price was. Hold on. $18.99 on Amazon Prime. And it has the right gender, so don't have to mess around. So that's good too. They do make a version of the SRH77 that's got the other gender. I just don't know what it's called, but I'll just throw it on the list here. But that's super. It really is nice. Thank you, Mr. Frank. Anybody else? Wish you all a fine evening. This has been fun. As I say, ComTech Group, we'll have the email list out. Just a couple of notes about upcoming gatherings and meetings. Fairlawn meets tomorrow night, 6 to 9 at the Fairlawn Community Center. Barra has a test session tomorrow night at 7 at the Township of Washington Municipal Building in the Senior Room, where Barra has their meeting in Kid Night. And Saturday morning, I believe at, is it 9 or 10? I don't remember. Maybe someone can correct me. Fairlawn will have their test session at the community center in Fairlawn. And people will, I think that's, well, I don't know what time it is. Can someone tell me you fill in time on the Barra test session? I mean, on the Fairlawn test session?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. for the test session. I think shortly thereafter they will have stations operational for the New Jersey CUSO party until they close up in the evening, and the same thing on Sunday around 10 o'clock, I think, on Sunday till whenever they close up in the evening or when the contest ends. For the New Jersey CUSO party, you're welcome to come and operate or just come and kibitz and just see what it's all about. That's a beautiful thing. Let's see, we had a DMR presentation by Kai last weekend at the Barra meeting. It was very nice. And let's see, I guess that's it. All I got right now. We had recently a presentation by a fellow on the N1MM team to show us how the logic suite works and how first quality software can be free, and of course they also recommended for general logging DX Lab Suite, another free package, so it's all good. And that was pretty insightful too. Alrighty, everybody, have a good night. If there are any stations with last comments, please come now.
W2DK?
4, Gordon.
Okay, there were two stations. NBR first.
Okay, N2 NBR. Do you know what your ongoing or incoming spectrum analyzer sells for, and what is its frequency coverage?
The RSA 507. If you get the 7 gig model and with all sorts of really fancy software and a tracking generator, you can spend about $25K, but you can spend less than 4 for the 4 gig model without a tracking generator.
Okay, yeah, I was hoping for something in the ham radio realm of things. But I do have that in the form of a very old Tektronix stuff here, one of which needs a power supply, I guess, or something to make it work. I don't know what the requirement is at this point. But anyway, for us hams, I think, rather than mortgaging the house, used Tektronix in the 7000 series, I think it was. In fact, there was a guy at the, I think it was the Barra Fest, the other one in Middletown. He had a Tektronix 468 straight garden variety oscilloscope that was used by my former broadcast organization, and he only wanted $100 for it. But that's a steal, oscilloscope. That's really a good buy. N2 NBR.
Yeah, well, if you don't need a spectrogram as a waterfall display, Regal makes a really nice spectrum analyzer that'll go to 3 gigs, if I remember right, and it's around $1,000, and they've really have been advertising in QSD and other journals. In fact, their rep has come up to show things at Fairlawn, I think Barra as well, so... Really well worth our consideration. That's not a bad device either. And the Regal, as a solid state display, it's only been 3 inches thick, and it's got a nice size display on the front. A couple other things might be of interest. There are, if you have, maybe we should talk about this another time, but. There are a number of other SDR receiver modules and also transceiver modules that you can press into service that are only a couple $100 that will give you that functionality as long as you tether them to a PC. So we can talk about that next week. In fact, let's make a point of doing that next week. I'll do some more research.
And how is a coherent list
for everybody, and I can talk about it in more detail. But, worst case is look up, if you want to start down that road for in the sub-$50 range, look up DVBT, Delta Victor Bravo - Tango. There are these receivers out there, the modules that are pretty good, or SDRs, and you can put those on a PC or Raspberry Pi and make yourself a pretty decent spectrum analyzer for amateur use for about $15. So that's something to think about as well. I would strongly recommend that. There's another device called the RF Explorer. Look, Google RF Explorer. And I think for a total of $330, including some software I bought, it turns your PC into a spectrum analyzer up to about 3 gigs. So it's not bad. It's actually very, very good, and well worth it. But it's got a little more of an engine than the DVBT stuff does. We can talk more about that next week. So what was the other station?
state of Bofangs. This week I noticed that Radio Diddy was starting to advertise a Bofang DM-5R, advertising it as a DMR Bofang. I'll send you the link. It was like $70. But based on the research that I've done and other folks who are a lot more knowledgeable in digital, it looks like this is a DMR Tier 1 radio, which is most likely DPMR, which is FDMA, not TDMA, which means it's probably not compatible with the DMR repeaters in use today or the DMR Mark network. So just wanted to let you guys know that in case yet you've seen it, but you probably will see it in your feeds shortly. This is W2TKE back to net.
Tier 1 and therefore FDMA. Yeah, you're probably right. So it's a digital PMR radio, so probably works on 446 real well. I'm looking at that link right now. Just stand by. You know, I'm not really sure what we're looking at here.
Exactly. That's why people are talking.
Well, let's be pragmatic about this. Assuming that its DMR characteristics are unknown, assuming that you wanted a fatter battery for your radio, and assuming that you wanted to take a flyer that it might also do DMR phase 2, and with the possibility it only does phase 1 and FM, you know, worst case is you bought yourself a $70 UV5R. Toy, it's got, instead of a 1300 ampere hour battery, it's got a 2 ampere hour battery, so, you know, it could be worse. It's a 5 watt radio instead of a 4 watt radio. I mean, you know, there's some thoughts here that, you know, it may not be bad. It's dual band, but I'd like to know if it was phase 1 or not.
It says DMR Tier 1 in the description.
That. I'm not seeing a description. This is the problem. I see a spec list, but I don't see a description. Okay, so be that way. There you go. Yeah, so that ain't gonna cut it. Alright, well look, Frank, thank you very much, and thanks everybody for a fine evening. This is good. We'll update the information here. Send it out on the ComTech Group email list on Yahoo Groups. If you can't find the ComTech Group on Yahoo Groups, email me at whiskey2tango@arrl.net, and I will hook you up. 73 all, and have a good night. Thanks to the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater. We'll see you next week. This is KTBAR W2TTT returning the repeater to what passes for normal amateur radio use.
K2QBV mobile.
Another one who doesn't check in. Hello, Joel.
I've been listening to you guys for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Only being a ham for 60 years. I don't know anything that you guys are talking about. But I am curious. What's on 220 these days?
More repeaters, and frankly ones that are covering pretty well these days. I mean, there was a retrenchment of 220 over the last 5 years because a number of marquee repeaters on really good sites had to go away because the site owners didn't want repeaters there anymore. But they've slowly found their way back to new and better places. So it's pretty nice, actually. There's, you know, a good group of guys. 224.36 is... now on top of Bond Hall at Montclair State. So it's got a really good coverage. And that was the one that had been in the valley in Clifton for the longest time. And I think there's one now back on Channel 50 Tower. There was one in Alpine. I don't know what the status of that is. There were a couple in New York. There still are a couple in New York, but some of them had been diminished. I saw that too, Frank, the tri-band mobile from Antidote. I think we're going to have to talk about that next week. But anyway, Joel, there's all sorts of, you know, there's guys on 220, I can say that.
Well, this is the highest I got when I mobile on 2 meters. I was just curious listening to all these numbers. They didn't have that years ago. I'm just a low band operator. I moved, by the way. I'm now short of a mountain in Pomona. A little more DX, a little higher up. So I haven't heard you on, but I'm listening to you now. You do that voice. And I wanted to say hello to you. Maybe we'll catch again. I've moved my tower. Moved the house. Moved the house to move the family, and I'm in Pomona now. Anyway, good night. I am nearly home, but I was curious what's on 220. Thank you, K2QBV Mobile in Pomona, New York.
Very good. So the new house has worked out. Your tower is up there, and your antennas are on it.
Oh yes, two man lifts or cherry pickers and one big crane later. It's up and running. And it's running and order 7851. So I'm having a good time and everything's running fine. Anyway, I'm coming home from a meeting. So I have to leave you and listen to you guys. I don't know. I had sort of figured out what you were talking about. But I don't have an HT. I had one that died on 2 meters years ago and haven't replaced it. And I know you're into this. Anyway, it's working fine. Good night to you. See you again.
It's nice hearing you, Joel. Congratulations on the new tower. The 7851 is a sweet radio. And just FYI, I haven't had a chance to talk with him yet, but I hear Dick is back from Maine. So it's nice to hear his voice. He's been around the last couple of days. I've heard him squawk. He's just like literally, you know, out of the car and not coming back when I would hear him, his voice waft through my radio before his power turned off. Timed out. All right, take care and God bless. Good hearing you. K2QBV, good DX. W2TTT 73.
Yes, sir. K2QBV Mobile, Pomona, New York.
Joel, there is a 220 machine in Pomona, in case you don't know, into NBR.
Oh, where is that machine?
I don't have an address for you, but the frequency is 223.82. I can hit it from my house in northern Westchester with a handheld. No problem. PL's 114.8.
Anything for 220. What are the call letters?
All letters in front of me, but I can get them for you if you want to hang on for a bit.
I'm most curious. There's only four of us up on the hill here, and only three of us have towers. So that's what I was wondering. Yeah, I'll hold for that.
It's N2ACF, Alpha Charlie Frank, in, I guess it's the Rockland Repeater Association, I'm not sure about that, but it's what it says on the in the manual.
Alpha Charlie Fox, N2. All right, thank you, and good night, I am in my driveway. Thank you, K2QBV Mobile Queen.
Hey Joel, handle here is John, the QTH, Northern Westchester. 7-3, catch you later.
Thank you.
KD2 BOR W2 SMF.
MY2E.
Hey Joe, what's going on?
Howdy, what's up?
Not much, how you been? How's the leg?
Still the same. And Ed, just, you know, rolling along.
I hear you. Took off today, otherwise I wouldn't even be here. Did two doubles at work, so took a couple of days off. So I'm off until Monday night, so it was, gives me plenty of time to play radio.
Nice. I didn't think I would hear you. That's why I just turned it on, and I was surprised. I thought you said you were working it already, but I must have read it wrong.
Oh, that was yesterday. Well, it's, I should say it was this morning. I judge my days by when I sleep.
I used to be like that. And then I got hurt.
It's been a real rough break for you. I can't even imagine the inconvenience it's been. It's been going on forever.
Yeah, not to mention the boredom. But, well, what am I supposed to do? They won't pay for a personal driver.
Oh boy. I wonder how that would work. It'd be kind of interesting. The guy would just drive you around?
Yes. Wherever I had to go, he'd have to take me, right? I guess. I don't know. It's pretty much what my wife does anyway.
Now, is the wedding coming up, or has it happened already?
Almost there. Yeah, no, it hasn't happened yet.
Where is it going to be, Joe?
Good. I can't remember the name of the place, but if you ask me again tomorrow, I'll make sure I have it handy.
Guess this means you took your pill. I wonder how much time we have. NY2EE, W2SMS.
And KD2BOR.
Okay. Why don't you say a few words?
A few words. Good evening, guys. I heard you before, Steve. I was just back in the vehicle out of here.
When you don't come back, I figure you're busy. Or, you know, you'll be back eventually. Good to hear you, Rocky. What's up, Rocky?
Ciao. I guess you can't sleep. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, Rocky? Yeah, just not, just before time to go to sleep.
How you been doing? You still out of work from the last time I heard you, or what's going on?
Still up, bro. It's a real pain.
I could imagine. Well, hope the best for you, that's for sure. It's good hearing you.
Actually become somewhat of a regular person where this is odd that I'm up this late, really, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, I see you posted on Facebook once in a while, but that's about it. Man, I can't remember the last time I talked to you, but it's a pleasure. Over to you, Steve.
Joe and I, we exchange stuff on Facebook fairly regularly. I feel like I've been talking to you. Kind of weird. These days, it's I hardly ever call anybody. You know, I'll talk to my wife and maybe my sister once in a while. Otherwise, I just like text with people, and I just find it so much more convenient. You know, they can read it when they got time, and I can send it when I got time, and whatever. But it's a good thing for the hobby because I really don't speak to that many people.
Yeah, I know. When you text me, you give me so many in a row, I have to keep hitting the button. You know, I don't have a smartphone. I can't respond to you. That's why I don't respond to every single one you send me, because I can't type that fast on my prehistoric monster.
I try to use mine as little as possible. Most of the time I'm on the iPad.
Carried away, you know, with griping about something or, you know, keeping you informed at what I was doing or whatever. I got to keep that in mind. I'll keep it simple.
Oh, your texts are not bad. It's just that I can't get back to them that quick right away. I said, I'm going to give this guy a... I said, I don't know how he texts us this quick. He's always saying he's tired.
That's the weird thing. I do my best thinking when I'm tired. It's true. They say there's a lot of truth in that. Let me sleep on it. So it's the closest I get to sleep most of the time. My brother is insane. He types so fast. He texts like... It's just astonishing. And I've seen him do it like, you know, you're not supposed to, everybody knows, but he'll text when he's driving. And he doesn't even look at the phone, and he does it with one hand. So he's driving, he doesn't even look at the phone, and he's just like sending off messages lightning quick.
I'm glad he lives out in New York, because he's one of the main reasons I don't feel safe on my motorcycle anymore. I went out on a Sunday, and I can tell you, every light I stopped at, there was nobody that wasn't on their phone when they were driving.
He's down in Florida. My younger brother. My older brother moved to Texas. My sister's in Queens, and I'm out here in the island. So kind of separated these days. It's been a long time since we've all been together. Over to you, Joe.
I sold my motorcycle in 88, and haven't been on one. You should have seen the accident. I was coming home from, my wife and I were coming home from dress fitting or whatever it was we were at. As we were coming up, guy up on the Tappan Zee Bridge bit it big time. And, you know, it was a mess. It was a real mess.
82 VOR. Yeah, Joe, I don't feel like I have the reaction time for it anymore either. I had it out Sunday. I wasn't very comfortable on it. I just put a new battery in it, fresh gas on Sunday. I let it sit all summer again. I've had it since March of 84. It's an 83 bike. I've got, don't even have 12,000 miles on it. I keep telling the girlfriend, for sale sign in the driveway, but she doesn't want me to, but I don't know. What are you going to do? I just don't feel comfortable anymore. Don't feel like I can maneuver when I have to. Over to you, Steve.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that, Rock. It's been a lot of fun. I've gotten the book, and I never went to go get a license, for motorcycle. I also wanted to get the one for RV, and I never did that either, for the bigger RVs. Not that I'll be buying one anytime soon, but, anyway, what else we got? I don't want you to read anything into this other than I'm asking, but, do we have to hold elections?
Oh, I suppose. I'm not sure.
If you think of it tomorrow and you have a copy of, those bylaws, because I don't know where the heck, I was lost in my old phone, and, I never got it out of my old phone, so, if you have that PDF or file, whatever it is, you could send it to me. I'd appreciate it. I'll have to look at it, but I was just thinking of it with all this nonsense with Hillary and Trump that I said, oh, I think we have to run elections too.
I'm not sure. I think Pete printed me out a copy of it, but I think Pete might actually have a saved version, I hope. I have to look around for it.
Sorry if I paused. I've got this nagging cough, and I lose my voice once in a while. One of the supervisors last Thursday was sick as a dog, and for whatever reason, he decided to hang out in our locker room the whole day instead of going to his room or whatever, and he got many of us sick. So... I've been fighting this off and on since then.
Yeah, that's why he was in the locker room. But, the other thing that I wanted to tell Rocky was that it's people out there, the way they're driving now, it's just way too dangerous to even be on a motorcycle. I would, you know, so many motorcycle accidents I've heard of. I don't think I'd want to ride again, and I almost think I, you know, really would like it. I might be able to do it because I don't have to use my right foot. And but there's so many people out there that they just don't give a crap, man.
KD2BOR. Yeah, I've been riding for a long time, Joe, and I have seen the change, the congestion on the road. I don't know how anybody could ride a bike back and forth to work. My brother does it. My brother is an avid rider. He'll just get on his bike, take a week off, and go to Colorado. But fortunately enough, I think he's only had one accident, and that's because he was a hot dog when he was young. He hit the back of a car coming off the Garden State Parkway. But yeah, it's very dangerous. I can still go out there, but I'd rather do my riding early on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning before the roads get congested with a bunch of idiots on their, I gotta say it, idiots on their phones. It's unbelievable. You know, it's a law. Stay off your phone, and they just don't listen to it. KD2BOR, over to you, Steve.
I feel like you still have really good reaction time. But I find more and more, you know, like they teach you in defensive driving, like you look ahead. So I'm looking always several cars ahead, you know, to see what's developing. And but here in the island, my major complaint, I mean, there's a lot of dual turning lanes, you know, the side-by-side turning lanes. And 9 out of 10 times, I'm telling you, it's no exaggeration, they can't stay in their lane. They just come right at you, they don't realize it, or what they're doing, you know, cutting in front of you. And I've come to anticipate it so much, you know, that it's going to happen. You know, I can look over at them, they can see me, and I just know they're going to do it. And every time, it's like it's like a pastime out here now. I don't know, like you got to dodge them.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. Everybody's in a major rush. That's the whole problem. That's the easiest way to sum it up.
So a lack of respect and morality, that's what I think. And just a little bit of what Rocky said. I don't know if I double.
There was no double there.
Okay. You had to see the pictures today of a FedEx truck and a school bus that they were cat and mousing each other. Because I don't know what the reason was or the cause, but I watched it on the news today. So the FedEx driver, once the bus got into the oncoming lane, the FedEx driver with the truck moved up, you know, so that the bus couldn't get back into the lane. And, yeah, they kept cat and mouse in it. It was a little dangerous. It was lucky there were no kids on the bus.
I was just going to bring that up. I hope that God, both of them, lose their jobs, lose their license. Over to you, Steve.
Well, one accident I had, a Hempstead Turnpike. I was trying to get into the left lane, and every time I went to do it, I was, like, you know, clear. The guy in that left lane was speeding up, so I had to come back into my lane, and then he dropped back, and I go to get over, he did it again. So I'm like, what the hell? You know, this guy's playing games. So I said, all right, I'm going to go for it. And as I did, he really stepped on it. And I jumped back into my lane. The light changed up ahead. And everybody's hitting their brakes. And I went right to the back of an Audi.
Unbelievable. I can't stand. Actually, I can't stand driving at all anymore. I'm glad I don't have to drive far to work. Go to Debbie's house. I think the furthest I drove in the last 6 months, I went to the Piscataway Hamfest in South Jersey.
I feel bad for my wife. She's got to pick the slack up and drive for both of us.
Yeah, it's getting to the point, too. I find I don't want to drive as far. Because, you know, we did some crazy drive. We would drive to, Quebec. I drove to St. Louis in one day. it's like, I drive,
down South Carolina and stuff, but now it's like I just rather stay close. It's one of the reasons we end up in Lake George. You know, I'm kind of like put a cap on things now. It's like 5 hours, and that's about like as far as we go these days.
Yeah, I did a straight run when my daughter was in Tampa. I did this, I think it was her first year. I drove from the Dunkin' Donuts over here right to her college in 16 hours.
W2SMF with KD2BOR and NY2. Yeah, so I don't know. I still feel like, you know, I want to do road trips. I love a road trip, and my wife drives, so I'm not concerned. Like, I'm comfortable enough that, you know, I can snooze need be if she's driving. I know I have several friends that like I can't sleep if she's driving, you know. But my wife, I'm very comfortable with. Our problem is that she's kind of night blind, so she doesn't drive well at night. And she has a lot of trouble seeing, so I'm always driving once it gets dark. So if it's too far, I have all that. I just hate getting in and out of the city, so a lot of times she'll do that. She don't mind to stop and go. I get too irritated. But on the big, long stretches, I'm your guy. You know, I'll drive for hours upon hours, as long as we're moving.
It's hard to drive in the city. It's hard to drive out. You said it before, that defensive driving class. Pretty much what the defensive driving is trying to predict what the person in front of you is going to do. And usually, 9 times out of 10, they actually do the opposite. So it's hard to defensively drive nowadays. But, okay. Kind of happy, you know, that I don't have to drive anymore. But what was it? Before I had gotten hurt and came back, we come to drive back from Florida. I couldn't do the long drives anymore. My last time up before I got hurt, it was just, you know, I had to stop in, like, I think I stopped in North Carolina.
I know, Rocky, I don't think you're too familiar with Long Island, but you probably know Juan Tor Avenue, and I was stopped at a light, and this lady in front of me just inexplicably, I think she put the car in reverse, and then she puts it back in, you know, it's forward, and then she puts it back into reverse, and she starts inching back, but there's nothing in front of us but a red light, you know, and she wasn't beyond it. So I look over, I see that there's a guy in a driveway that he wants to back out of his driveway. So she keeps backing out. I'm like, what the heck is she doing? Now, I had a truck behind me, and I couldn't go anywhere. And she just kept coming, and I blow my horn, and boom, she hits us. She backed into us. So she gets out, and she's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, this and that. I said, what are you doing? She goes, I was nervous. That guy wanted to back out and made me nervous. I said, he just has to wait, you know, when the light changes. What are you doing? So, I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was like, you know, some scratches on the bumper and stuff. So she's like, no, I'm going to need your information and everything. I said, look, it's nothing. I don't even want to report this, you know. But she insisted on doing it. And but I was like, oh, you know, I was like, what is she doing? You know, but I'm blowing the horn, and she still kept backing up. Hello?
Oh. Man, what's up with this repeater? Is there no tail or something?
Yeah, they got a real short squelch tail on it. Jim did an adjustment. He had a real long one on it, and he adjusted it, and it's real short now.
I wasn't sure what was going on with that.
82BOR, another point of interest. I don't know if you guys know, but the CBS retirement group moved off this repeater, went to the WECA.
I haven't been monitoring very much. really monitoring that. As I'd wake up around 9 o'clock, I think that's when they came on, and you know, I'd have to get, make sure everybody was off to school. So it's really no time to be in there, especially when you're trying to wake your kid up.
Yeah, I monitored every Tuesday and Thursday. That's what they switched it to. It used to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It was getting so bad. WB2OXU couldn't even hear the repeater, couldn't get into it. There's a couple guys having a problem. So they went over to 147.060. They got permission from the people that don't have the repeater. And that's where they hold the group now, and everybody seems to be getting in.
I mean, that's how everything's good. Yeah, so, you said what's up? Well, I don't remember them.
I forget where it is. It's up in New York. Like I said, it's 147.060.
I think that was where Yonkers was. I can't keep up with everybody who's around. I know there was a place up to, down, I should say, from me, it's down in Yonkers, that they used to give the test at, and they had a... They had classrooms and hamfests. I can't remember if that was Weka or not.
Yeah, it's actually Valhalla. I'm looking it up right now. WB2ZII. I took my general test, Joe, up in Yonkers. I went to see Paul, and I can't remember his call. AC2T. I went up to the old PAL building. That was a couple years ago. They have since moved their club now. I'm not sure. They moved it to like Elmhurst. I forget. I can't remember the name.
Oh yeah, Valhalla is like, it's Yonkers, Valhalla, and then is it Bronxville, or Terrytown, something like that.
Yeah, it's right by Terrytown. I'm looking at the map now when I pulled it up on the internet. Yeah, it's above Yonkers, New Rochelle. It's not that far away, but yeah, that's where they're now, and everybody's sounding good. Over to you, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I know it as. I have an Alpha Tech, that's Valhalla. Me and my Alpha Tech, right? Pete is N2SOB, right, Joe? I'll send him an email. I think that was his call. I remember N2SOB for some reason. I'll send him an email, and I'll ask him to send it to me.
I know he's... I have to tell him I'm also looking for it. But if I have it on anything that would, that may have came in my emails, is probably gone, because I've had trouble with my phone, and being that I'm not out on the road anymore, so I downsized it. So not on my iPad. I don't know where it would be.
Yes, but I had it on my phone. Almost, you know, I typed up like, what, maybe 80% of that. And that was all on my phone. Tapped that in on my phone. So I was going to and from work. I have an hour each way on the train. And I was putting it to use, typing that stuff up. And me and you were going back and forth, texting at the same time, if you remember. And then I finished some of it up on the computer, but that computer's wiped out since then. And I had the PDF on my phone and carried it around. I also don't remember how to get into the club email. I have no idea. I have to, I got to ask Jim, K2MIJ. I think he knows how to do that. But I was like, man, we've really dropped the ball year round.
Do we have an email?
Guys, let me see if I have it real quick. He just called me, checked in on DMR. He's leaving his house, so you guys are going to hang around. Said as soon as he gets in range of the 955, he's going to jump in.
You're trying to hang. What is the deal with the DMR, man? I have a HT, but I don't think it's on the high frequency.
We're on UHF, Joe. Most of the time, me and Charlie are on the old, we're on Kenny Mack's zone. You know, the old 448275 Moto Turbo. Most of the time, we're on there. That's the zone we have. hang in most of the time.
I don't know if I have that in the plug there. I had a problem with my computer, and I had lost the plug. I know I talked to you guys on Tri-State, but I don't know if I have Kenny's in there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got Kenny Mac, Tri, Private, North America, Worldwide English, Worldwide. Maybe you can, I'm good on QRZ. What kind of DMR radio you have?
A 380. Yeah, I got a 380, yeah, it's for 440 bar. No, I don't have the 2 meter bar.
Email me your code plug and let me see what you have in it.
Doubled.
Sorry. That's the whole thing. The code plug was on the computer and it crashed and I don't have it. All I have is the ones that are in there right now.
All right, let me ask Charlie, or maybe you're good on QRZ, right?
Everybody should have my phone number. I'm good everywhere.
And I'll see if I can figure out how to add my code plug, if I can send it to you. But all you got to do is download it and change your radio, whatever it is. Your ID, your DMR ID. And change your call sign. I've got Orangeburg, Kenny Mac. I've got Martinsville in New Jersey. I've got Paramus, New Jersey. I got a few of them. Montclair, New Jersey. I think the best for you would be the Orangeburg or Kenny Mac.
Just need to know what frequencies they are. And Kenny Mac's old repeater, I don't know if I have that in there, though. I could check it out. I may have to charge it up. Well, whatever. Tell Charlie we're here, so it's not a biggie. All I have is the HT anyway. You guys are talking to these repeaters, just HT, no big antennas?
82 BOR. I have the 380 HT, and I put that on a mag mount on my truck once in a while. And in the shop here, I've got the Kinect System CS800, and that's going into my dual band antenna on the roof.
I would do that too, but I just don't want to, you know, I like this radio, but I do have the HD. I should turn it on and see if I can hear you.
Well, first we got to know what you got in there. That's the problem. All right, we'll figure it out. I'll see if I can send you my code plug. I got a few things. And Charlie's, he's got the Kinect Systems, I think 750 or 751, I don't remember. He's got two CS800s, so he's pretty well set in DMR.
I just turned Orangeburg up, Orangeburg Tri-State.
Let me go over there and see if I can get in Orangeburg right now if the conditions are good. I'll be right back.
W2SMS. Joe, didn't Larry offer us use of his repeaters?
But I don't think you guys can get in there and stuff. I was thinking about talking to Howie. We should all be able to make that, but I'm even having trouble making his repeater from up here. So, I don't know. So, I wanted to maybe put a remote at the other address, so. But I don't know. I just don't know what to do anymore. It blew me away. Yeah, go ahead. Oh. MY2EE.
I'm surprised you didn't unload the Flushing House. They were in high demand over there. You could make a pretty penny.
Not up to me to do it, so I just do what I gotta.
One of the guys I work with, his mother lives directly across from Flushing Hospital, and he lives a block away. And he said that constantly people stopping and asking about buying the houses, or, can we rent your driveway to park, and stuff like that. Such, well, you know how the area is.
Yeah, it's not my personal house, so can't do anything, you know. It's in high demand. I don't know. I wish I didn't have to go there, but that's where it is. So I got the upstairs, so I could always put a remote base in there so nobody can get to the equipment.
You have the antennas up over there already?
Say that again, you were a little low.
Do you have the antennas up there?
I do. I had the 10-meter antenna, but the mast split on me. I'd have to get someone to go up that, put that back up. 2 meters or 440s up, 220 antenna dedicated in the back of the house. As far as the HF stuff is, I had a long wire, but stupid Verizon keeps cutting on me, so I don't know.
I wonder if Charlie's nearby yet. N1LU, W2SMF.
Hey, Rocky, did you come back here? NY2EE.
82, be aware.
I'll do is I'll just leave that on. Is that the frequency you guys use, or you all reach that?
Yeah, well, I can go on Montclair. I can go on Kenny Mac, Tri-State, any one of them, and, you know, we all get into the same thing.
So basically all these things are connected. Then that means I can talk to you guys, or no?
Yeah, if you're on Orangeburg, Tri-State, we're gonna hear you on Kenny Mac. I'm going to hear you on Montclair. If I was down in Martinsville, New Jersey, I would hear you.
Really? Wow. Okay. I should have kept it on then. I didn't know. I'll keep it on. I know very little bit about programming them, though. I should get another antenna for just put it on the outdoor antenna.
Well, if you're using an HT, that would be the best thing. I get into Kenny Mac. I get into K2XDX's repeater in Hoboken just with the HT in the truck. But if I want to go a little bit further, then I throw a dedicated UHF mag mount on top of the roof of my truck.
What kind of HT do you have?
MB380.
Really? Well, have you noticed that when you program the date and the year and the time that they don't stay in there very well?
I looked at my time the other day on the screen. It seems been right.
What time are we at right now? I got 12:13 on the radio. It's got to be later than that. And I know I set the date, and it's telling me it's 4:14. So, it's a few months behind.
I got 106.
My date's right on the money, September 16th.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have problems with, it won't remember mine. Or after I set it, after a little while, it switches up. I don't know if that's an inherent problem. I think I was talking to Larry, he said it's, you know, what do you want? Everything. So I don't have a program for this radio, though. I have everything for it to do it, but I don't have a program.
Just pull up the software on the computer and read your radio and save it. And then you can start from there adding stuff into the code plug.
You know what, it's funny. My laptop, I had Windows 7 on it, and I gotta tell you, just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I turned it on, and it seemed everything updated to Windows 10. And I was a little pissed about that. And when I uploaded, I had my iTunes on it. iTunes had a upgrade, so it did the upload. And right after that happened, I started having tons of trouble with the computer. it wiped everything out just about. So I don't know if I lost this one and got to go get another one. I don't know.
Yeah, I stopped that garbage. I got Windows 7. It didn't want to go any further. Over to you, Steve, and then see if Charlie's in there.
Okay, Rock, W2SMF in the group. N1LU, N1LU, W2SMF.
N1LU Mobile. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Joe.
Okay, cool, man. How are you? Hello. How's it going, man?
That's going good. It's Friday, so that's a cool thing. Just coming up to 287 overpass. I'm on the Hutch, just crossed over the New York State line. Which DMR radio do you have, Joe?
380.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you should be able to get into Orangeburg from where you are, probably with an HD, but, you know, an outside antenna always works best.
I got it up and running. Yeah, that's why I had Orangeburg in it, because that's what I was jumping into it. But I didn't know they were all connected. But that's cool. All right, I'm listening to it.
Yeah, if you go on to Orangeburg, North America, and I'm in California, and I go into L.A., North America,